Evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild Players in Warner Brothers' heartwarming story, The Great O'Malley. It stars William Bendix as O'Malley, Anita Louise as Judy, Charles Irwin as Captain Cromwell, and Norma Jean Nilsen as Barbara. The Lady Esther Screen Guild Players in The Great O'Malley.
In all the years I've been a captain of police, I've never known a man like Jim O'Malley. You've heard of having the book thrown at you. Well, when O'Malley tossed it, you'd be apt to feel it. Chapter and verse, he knew the book by heart. But when...
I wouldn't do anything about it, Mr. Policeman. Just I have some bells on my pusher cart, that's all.
Six bells. And all you're allowed is three. That's a city ordinance. Article 12, section 134.
Ach, but that awning costs so much, officer. And I'm not hurting anybody, huh?
Drop awnings must be at least 6 feet above the ground. Yours is only 5'10". That's a violation of the city code.
And why shouldn't I be shaking out me tablecloth so them poor little sparrows can have some crumbs?
Not out the window. It's against the law. Golly, Mama, you could be arrested.
Oh, I talked to the lad lots of times. I tried to beat some sense into his skull. Tried to make him see that the law was fine, but you had to enforce it with a little heart. Yes, and you can just about imagine what his answer would be.
I'm only doing my duty, Captain Cromwell. My record's okay.
Listen, the papers are sniping at us right now. The kind of stuff you pull just gives him ammunition, that's all.
I took an oath to enforce the law, sir.
Okay, but remember, O'Malley, you'll do anything to get us in touch with the press, and I'm not gonna like it. A lot.
Hey there! Hey, you!
Me?
Yeah, you. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Anything wrong, officer?
That muffler. You'll have to get it fixed.
Yes, sir, I will. Is that all?
Take it easy. What's your rush?
Oh, I'm in a hurry. I'll be late for my job.
Oh, sure. I've heard that one lots of times. Let's see your license.
It's the truth, sir. Help me. Please, officer, it's the first job I've had in over a year. I've just got enough time to make it now.
Should have started earlier.
I couldn't. My kid's leg was hurting. I had to rub it.
Sure, sure. I know.
Please, officer, this job is important to me. It's very important.
Yeah, so is mine. Let's see now. Make of car, Ford, Model T.
Hurry, will you? Give me the ticket, but just get a move on.
Oh, tough guy, eh?
Please, officer, look.
I ought to make this a summons instead of a warning. There. Get that muffler fixed right away and keep this ash can off the streets till you do. Go on now, beat it.
Mommy, I'm hungry. Will Daddy be home soon?
Well, I don't know, Barbara. It's his first day on this job.
I'll bet you we'll have lots of money now.
Oh, of course we will. Your daddy's a very smart man.
There he is now.
Oh, darling, your leg. Be careful.
Daddy! Golly, Daddy, you sound awful. Are you tired?
A little.
How was it, John? Is it work hard?
I don't know. I didn't get the job. I was 2 minutes late. 2 minutes.
Oh, John. John, what'll we do?
Something. I don't know what, but I'll have to do something.
Calling all cars. Attention, all radio cars. Hold up. 1330 East 88th. Victim says man got away in Model T Ford with broken muffler. Repeat. Model T Ford with broken muffler.
Hey, you! Pull over there! Didn't I tell you to get that muffler fixed? What's the matter with you? What's the matter? Are you drunk?
No, I'm not drunk.
Well, let's see you laugh this off. Give me your license.
Look, what am I charged for?
You ought to know. You guys think you can ride around this town breaking any law you don't like. Well, you can't, see?
I got a right to ask. What am I charged for?
Article 20, section 84, City Vehicle Code. All mufflers shall be kept in a state of repair. No undue noise shall be allowed to... Hey, brother, this is a summons.
I know.
Hey, O'Malley.
Well, well. The aristocrats of the police force. How's the prowl car business, boys?
Picking up. Seen anything of a Model T Ford with a broken muffler?
Well, sure. I just gave the driver a ticket.
A ticket? What for?
For the broken muffler. Say, is everybody taking laughing gas today?
Ah, oh, that guy just held up a pawn shop on East 88. Got over $400.
And you give him a ticket for a broken muffler.
Well, I'll be...
Ah, come on, Bright Mind. Let's have that summons. We'll go over and pick him up at his house.
Captain Cromwell, you sent for me?
I did, O'Malley. They tried the Phillips case yesterday, didn't they?
Yes, sir. Gave him 2 to 10 years, just what he deserved.
The Morning Times doesn't seem to agree with you. They've got an editorial. Says the case of John Phillips and his broken muffler makes us wonder. If he hadn't been stopped on his way to a job, the chances are that he'd never have resorted to an act of desperation. Petty persecution by the police drove this man to a crime he might never...
Oh, the papers. They're always picking on us cops.
That's right. And you've been giving them plenty of opportunity.
I only do my duty, sir. What else can I do?
Nothing. That's what's wrong with you. We need men in the force who can do more than just their duty.
Can I forget this uniform and talk man to man?
Go ahead.
Okay. For 2 years now, I've enforced the laws that's been laid down. And for 2 years, you've been riding me. But if you think you can make me turn in my shield, you're wrong. My record's clean, just as my father's was. If you want to break me, you'll have to find some other way of doing it.
O'Malley, there's just one thing you don't realize. Times have changed since I pondered a bit with your father 20 years ago. Times have changed, and you've got to change, too. O'Malley, I'm going to make you or break you. I'm going to take you off your beat for a while.
Off my beat?
Yes. You'll report for school crossing duty, 13th Street and 1st Avenue. Your only concern will be those little kids. You'll leave all routine police matters to the officer on the beat.
I understand.
Except one other thing. In addition to helping the little children cross, you'll give them little talks on safety. Once a week, Mr. O'Malley, starting tomorrow.
As I was saying, kids, children, I'll be out there on the corner, and I'll take good care of you. But stay on the curb until you see me signal to come across. As long as you do that, and watch where you're going, I'll take care of the cars, and we'll get along fine. That's all.
Thank you, Officer O'Malley. I'm sure they all got the implication.
Huh?
I'm Miss Nolan. I teach the first grade. They're the ones most apt to run across the street. If you'll report them to me, I'll discipline them. That's all there need be to it.
Well, I can't agree with you there, Miss Nolan. You've got those kids seated in the aisle. That's a violation of the fire code, section 241.
Officer O'Malley, the fire department inspects our school regularly, so I suggest you leave their work to them and attend to your school crossing, and I'm sure Captain Cromwell would be satisfied.
Captain Cromwell?
Yes. I asked him to assign a policeman to this corner.
Oh, so you fixed up this job for me, huh?
Not for you. I didn't bargain on getting James Aloysius O'Malley.
And who told you my name is Aloysius?
I didn't get it from the police honor list. Don't you remember me?
Why should I?
Well, I remember you. Maybe it's the shape of your head. It always was square and kind of thick.
Judy Nolan. I should have known from the tongue of you. That freckle-faced kid who used to throw tomatoes at me.
Well, I'm not sorry I've lost the freckles. But right now I could certainly use a few soft tomatoes. Mr. O'Malley, the school crossing is right through that door. Would you like me to show you?
I'll find my own way out. You don't have to show me anything. All right, kids, come on across now. Make it snappy. Now, come on, dear little girl. Now, hurry up now, will you?
I'm sorry. I can't go very fast. It's my name.
Oh, well, all right. Take your time. Come on, I'll walk across with you.
Thank you. Why are you always so cross?
What do you mean, cross?
You know, mad. Don't you like children?
Sure, I like children.
You don't act like it. You know, you'd be nice looking if you didn't frown so much.
Now, look here. Wait a minute. Hey, y'all, what are you making all the noise about?
Get the gimpy kid across. I can't wait all day.
Oh, you can't. Well, maybe you can wait here long enough to get out your license, huh?
My license?
Yeah. Did you ever hear of a ticket, sweetheart?
A ticket? What for?
Article 12, section 132. Prohibit sounding horn unnecessarily on school streets. Get your license out, bud. I'll be back in a minute. Come along, kid.
What are you going to give that man?
Oh, nothing much. Just my autograph.
Autograph? Oh, that's super. Would you give me one sometime?
Well, sure.
Tomorrow, maybe?
Sure, you bet. Now, you get into school and tend to your business, and let me go and tend to mine. Well, look who's here, bright and early this morning, too.
Officer O'Malley, I brought you something. An apple.
An apple? Oh. Well, thanks. Did your mother say you could take it?
Oh, no, we don't have any apples at our house. Mr. Bennett, the grocer, gave it to me.
Well, why doesn't your mother have any apples? They're good for kids.
I know, but we don't have enough money to buy them.
Oh.
You'll eat them, won't you?
Well, I just had a big breakfast. And
I know. Let's break it in half. Then we'll both have some.
Well, now, that's a good idea. There you are. Half for you and half for me.
Well, I don't believe it.
Huh?
It just isn't possible.
Go ahead. Start with your wisecracks.
No, really. I meant it as a compliment.
Oh, honest, Miss Nolan, he's very nice. You should see him smile. You'd like him.
Yes, I'm sure I would.
Polly, you sound like you don't like him at all.
Well, of course I do, dear. We're very fond of each other.
Are you going to get married?
Oh, Barbara.
Well, if you're very fond of each
now,
other...
Now, here, you'd better be getting on to school, me holding up traffic and all. Now, run along now.
Goodbye, Officer Jim. I'll see you this afternoon.
Barbara! Barbara, look out!
She fell. She must have tripped.
Oh, she's unconscious. She must have hit her head against the curb.
You know where she lives?
Yes, it's not far.
Well, come on, we better get her home. How are you feeling now, honey? Is your head still hurt?
Just a little, Officer Jim. Where did Miss Nolan go?
To get a lot of nice things for you to eat, and she's going to bring your mother back, too.
That's nice. I like Miss Nolan. You do, too, don't you?
Well,
of course you do. Miss Nolan said so.
Sure. How come your mother goes out to work? Where's your father?
Oh, he's in Canada. He has a job up there.
Canada, huh? That's a long way off.
Oh, I make believe he's here. I talk to him all the time.
Talk to him?
To his picture. That's Daddy's picture, right there.
Oh, so that's your father, huh? Well, he looks like...
What's the matter?
Nothing. I was just going to say he looks like an old friend of mine.
Barbara, darling!
In here, Mother!
Oh, Babs, what is it? Miss Nolan came for me at the shop. Oh, darling, are you hurt?
Oh, just a bump on the head, Mother. I'm all right. Officer Jim brought me home.
Oh, Officer, I don't know how to... You. And I was just about to thank you.
I don't expect any thanks, Mrs. Phillips.
Get out. There's something about you.
I'm going, ma'am. But I want you to know that I was
don't
only...
Don't say it! If I hear you say you were only doing your duty, I'll go mad.
I'm sorry.
That helps a lot, doesn't it? Sorry.
I didn't know. If there's anything I can do...
You can leave me and my family alone. Now, please, get out. Go on, please. Please.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
Ask any skin specialist and he'll tell you this. He'll tell you that the skin of your face is more delicate, more finely textured than the skin on any other part of your body. That's why it starts showing signs of age sooner. But you can see that yourself just by looking in the mirror. Your face ages faster than other parts of your body. What you probably don't know, and what I think may shock you, is this. Rubbing cream on your face, any cream, no matter how much you pay for it, rubbing it into your skin can do more harm than good. Rubbing is bad treatment for the delicate skin of your face. It stretches and abuses it. Breaks down the delicate underskin structure. That's why rubbing cream into your skin can make it look old faster than it should. But with Lady Esther Face Cream, there's no need for harmful rubbing. Because it's so soft, you just smooth it on gently and wipe it off. That's all there is to it. The cream does the work, not your fingers. Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream thoroughly cleans your skin without harmful rubbing, softens your skin, helps nature refine the pores, and leaves a fresh, smooth base for powder. All without rubbing or friction. Another thing, Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream contains one of the most beautifying ingredients known to modern science. This axe to help keep your skin soft, pliant, and young-looking. Try it. The results you see in your mirror and feel with your fingertips will convince you there is indeed something very special about Lady Esther Face Cream.
And now Lady Esther presents the second act of The Great O'Malley, starring Charles Irwin, Norman Jean Nilsen, Anita Louise, and William Bendix.
O'Malley was a mighty sad cop for a while. He was so upset by what had happened, he didn't hand out a single ticket. And suddenly, one morning, he was all smiles again. And as I found out later, he had a darn good reason.
O'Malley, from what you've told me about the little girl, I rather think we can fix her leg.
I've got to be sure, Dr. Larson.
Well, of course, I'll have to examine her, but I'd venture a guess. It's a diet deficiency, malnutrition.
And you think the operation would fix her up?
I've seen some wonderful results. I did a lot of work, you know, along these lines with Dr. Lorenz in Paris.
Yes, I know. That's why I picked you out of the whole list. And, Doctor, about the bill, I'll handle that myself. Say, $50 a month.
Put the $50 in your bank, O'Malley. There won't be any bill.
But I don't want you to do this for nothing.
Don't worry. One of my patients will pay for it.
How?
Through the nasal passage. Anything else?
Only one thing, Doctor. I wouldn't want Mrs. Phillips to know that I had anything to do with this.
I understand. She'll never know.
Oh, thanks. You know, Dr. Larson, if it wasn't for that Norwegian name of yours, I'd say you were descended from the true Irish kings. Miss Nolan, how is she? Is she all right?
The doctor says it's a perfect result. In a few months, she'll be running around like any other child.
Gee.
I sent Mrs. Phillips home to get some rest, and Barbara's been asking for you.
She has? Miss Nolan, do you think that maybe I could see her?
Well, why not? Unless you know of some ordinance against it.
Thanks. Barbara?
Officer Jim. Hello.
How do you feel?
I feel good. But my leg hurts.
Well, that'll go away after a while. My dad used to tell me what an old Indian said. No hurt, no heal.
My daddy used to tell me stories, too. I wish he'd come home again. I'd get awful lonesome for him.
Sure you do. But just think, by the time he comes home, you'll be all well. I bet that'll be a surprise for him, huh?
Oh, yes. He'll be happy about it. And he'll meet you, too, Officer Jim. Oh, you'll like my daddy.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. What's the matter, Barbara? What are you looking so worried about now?
I didn't get to ride in the ambulance.
Well, of course not. An ambulance is just for people who can't walk.
I know. But I always wanted to ride in an ambulance. With the siren going.
Oh, you did, huh? Well, now, maybe I can fix that up for you.
You will?
You just get well and get out of here, and we'll ride all over town in the loudest ambulance we can find.
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
Sure it will. But first, you've got to get well and strong. And that's going to take a lot of rest. So now maybe you'd better get some sleep now, huh?
I'll try.
Then I'll be running along. Goodbye now, Barbara.
Aren't you even going to kiss me?
Huh? Kiss? Oh, sure.
Golly, you act like you never kissed a girl.
Well, it is sort of a new idea. But don't you worry, I'll get used to it. That's the way I figured, Captain. I put him in, and I've got to get him out.
Well, I never did think that Phillips was really a crook. Just the victim of circumstances.
Circumstances, meaning a dumb cop, meaning me. How soon could I get the parole board to act?
I don't know. Might take a couple of months. They'd want to be sure he had a job.
Well, now, they don't have to worry. He'll have a job. It's all been fixed.
It has? By whom?
Well, a friend.
A friend?
That's what I said.
Sure, I heard you, O'Malley. A friend. Meaning a dumb cop, eh? Meaning you.
All I want to know is, will you help?
Of course. We'll have him out in no time at all.
Oops! Oh, I'm sorry. Well, Miss Nolan.
O'Malley,
Do you think you should be coming here?
Well, why not? Is Phillips home?
Well, yes, but I don't believe he'd want to see you right now.
Maybe not, but I've got to see him.
Why? Has he broken another ordinance?
No. No, it's just that, well, I thought that Barbara might like it if her pop brought her some toys from Canada. I thought I'd leave these on the stairs here until I could tell him about it, and then he could take him in and well, you know. You won't let on, will you?
No. No, I won't.
Thanks, Miss Nolan. I'll be seeing you.
Yes?
Open up, Phillips.
Get out of here, O'Malley. Get out of here!
Sure, but first I want to talk to you. Close the door, huh? Now, look.
I know what you're going to say. You're going to keep your eye on me. Watch every move I make. See that I don't violate my parole.
Well, that might be a good idea.
You better leave me alone, you hear? You've hounded me.
Now, wait a minute.
It's your fault I lost my job, and your fault I went to jail. You took me away from my family once, and you're not going to do it again. You try it, and I swear I'll kill you!
Phillips, put down that gun.
You heard what I said?
If the parole agent finds out you've got that gun, they'll send you back.
They won't find out unless you tell them.
You better give it to me, Phillips.
You can't trick me. Stay where you are.
You sap, I said. Give me that... Hey. You did it.
I didn't mean to. Honest, I...
Give me the gun. Give it to me. Now, keep your mouth shut. If I can just get out of here, down these stairs, I'll...
How about it, Doctor? You think he'll pull through?
I think so, Captain Cromwell. He's Irish and stubborn. I think you'll be able to talk to him now. His heart's getting stronger.
O'Malley. O'Malley. This is Cromwell. Do you understand? Cromwell. Was it Phillips who shot you?
Hold it, Captain. I think he's just coming to now.
O'Malley.
If I'm dead, it's Satan himself I'm looking at.
You're not dead.
Sure. I had a feeling there was some mistake.
How do you feel, O'Malley?
Terrible, Doc. I'm a sick man and I shouldn't have any visitors.
Can't help it, O'Malley. Line of duty. We picked up Phillips and we want you to identify him. Hey, Pete.
Yes, Captain?
Bring him in.
Yes. Okay, Phillips.
Look, Captain Cromwell...
Phillips, I've seen a lot of rats in my life, but never one like you, trying to kill the man that got your kid's leg fixed.
Barbara's leg? You mean he did that?
Sure, Miss Nolan told me. And the only reason he wanted to see you was to bring you some toys to give your little girl. O'Malley, you want to identify him now?
Cromwell, how long have you been on the force?
What?
I always thought in this country a man is innocent until he's proved guilty.
But I
don't know where you got the crazy notion that Phillips tried to shoot me. He was giving me the gun so he wouldn't get in trouble with the parole board. And just as he was handing it to me, I tripped on those toys and the gun went off.
That's your story, eh?
And I'm sticking to it.
O'Malley, you're crazy. I'll get this guy from 10 years to life.
What for? Ain't he had enough punishment?
Now, look.
That's what's wrong with you, Cromwell. All you think about is enforcing the law. You don't think what you're doing to a man or his family by sending him up for something he didn't realize that he didn't do. You know what you need, Cromwell, is more heart.
And what you need, O'Malley, is a blood transfusion.
Well, give it to him, Doc. Give him everything he needs, the best.
Is that an order?
For Dan Tootin, that's an order. Nothing's too good for a good cop.
I've been talking to the doctor, O'Malley. He says he's going to send you home tomorrow.
Well, I'm sure that's very nice of you.
He said you're going in an ambulance, and he said that I could go along.
Now, won't that be fun?
Only Daddy said he'd have to go, too.
Well, sure. Why not? The more, the merrier.
Yes, that's what I was thinking, Jim. I mean, if there's room for me, too.
Well, no, I don't know, no.
Dolly, you sound like you don't like her at all.
Well, it is sort of a new idea. But don't you worry. We'll get used to it.
Thank you, Norma Jean Nilsen, Charles Irwin, William Bendix, and Anita Louise for a delightful performance. We sincerely hope you will be back with us again soon.
You can count on us, Mr. Bradley. For that matter, you can count on every actor and actress in Hollywood because we all know the wonderful work being done by the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house. And we know that the work is made largely possible by this radio program. And now, before we tell you about next week's show, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Louise. Ladies, if you examined the skin of your face under a microscope and compared it with the skin of your arms or legs, I think you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised to see how much more delicate and finer textured the skin of your face is. Yes, the skin of your face is finer than the skin of any other part of your body. And that's why it ages faster, shows damage and bad treatment faster. Rubbing your skin is not good. Yes, rubbing the skin of your face is not good treatment. Because rubbing those fine, delicate skin structures is likely to make your skin age even faster than it should. Rubbing stretches the skin. Rubbing just doesn't seem to agree with the delicate underskin structure. That's why it's wiser to use the cream that requires no rubbing, Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream. Because it's so soft, you just smooth it on gently, then wipe it off. That's all there is to it. The cream does the work, not your fingers. Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream thoroughly cleans your skin without harmful rubbing, softens the skin, helps nature refine the pores, and leaves a lovely, smooth base for powder, all without rubbing or friction. Then, too, Lady Esther Face Cream contains one of the most beautifying ingredients known to modern science. This acts to keep the skin soft and pliable and helps prevent little lines caused by dryness. It's the only cream you need, the modern scientific cream, which without rubbing does all four things your skin needs most for beauty. Try it. See how gratefully your skin responds to the gentle, beautifying touch of Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present Nutty Marietta. It will star Irene Manning and Alan Jones. Be sure to listen. The Great O'Malley was produced and directed by Bill Lawrence and was presented to the courtesy of Warner Brothers, who are now celebrating the 20th anniversary of Sound Pictures. Their current production is Janie Gets Married. William Bendix appeared through the courtesy of Teal, sponsors of his own radio program, The Life of Riley. Anita Louise appeared through the courtesy of Columbia Pictures, producers of the new Technicolor picture, The Bandit of Sherwood Forest. Norma Jean Nilsen appeared by courtesy of the Jack Carson Campbell Soup radio programs. Charles Irwin will be seen next in the 20th Century Fox Technicolor production, Bob, Son of Battle. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. The radio adaptation was by Harry Cronman. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.